From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. On any given day, more than 200,000 veterans find themselves sleeping on the streets they fought to protect. This year, as many as 800,000 will be homeless for some period of time. Many of them suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and drug addiction. To find out what happens to these lost soldiers, I visited the grounds of the largest Veterans Administration facility in the country, near the heart of Los Angeles. A medical helicopter takes off from the VA sprawling campus. In the middle of the campus stands a stately brick building with arched windows, built in the 1920s. It's home to New Directions, a nonprofit organization separate from the VA that's helped thousands of homeless veterans get back on their feet.
No. My name is
Murray Wood meets us in the lobby. He's broad-shouldered with glasses and the look of a man who's found his passion. Wood gave up a lucrative university job to become New Directions' head of development and PR.
Where we're standing today, there are more veterans within 42 miles of where we're standing than in 42 states of the Union.
That's 42 states combined. As Wood describes what goes on here, behind closed doors, his enthusiasm is palpable.
New Directions is a place literally of transition and transformation, of people who have once been with their families, once been having jobs, gainful, then going into the military, then getting out somehow, then falling down on their luck, and then they're on their way back and we see transformations.
To prove his point, Wood introduces me to Todd Roberts, a resident manager.
Todd, how long have you been here at New Directions?
I've been here coming up on a year now, about 1 week from here.
Like 95% of New Directions employees, Roberts was once a resident. Before that, the former Marine was homeless and addicted to heroin.
I was actually living out on the streets in a tent on the side of a freeway. And my parents, who happened to live in Montana, retired out there, they came out to find me. And one morning I came outside my tent, and there they were standing there. So that was a real eye awakening for me.
Roberts has only been clean a year, but says he's determined to stay that way. One reason many troubled veterans turn to drugs or alcohol is to numb emotional pain. Dr. Michael Buffington, a clinical psychologist at New Directions, says combat can create fresh emotional wounds as well as exacerbate old ones, even from childhood.
For example, you can take a group of 10 guys on average, send them into combat. Two will come back with some significant trauma. Two will come back with no symptoms at all, and the other guys will be mid-range. And that's usually predicated on who they were going in and whether they volunteered or didn't.
My journey through New Directions began where it does for homeless veterans, on the third floor, in detox.
Hello.
Again, my name is Anthony. Welcome to the assessment center.
Anthony Belcher runs intake. That's where veterans from the street who want help entrust themselves to men who've walked this road before.
A veteran can walk in here at any time of day, any time of night, and if we've got a bed, he can get a bed.
As soon as a veteran arrives, he's asked for his life history, including drug and alcohol use. Then he begins a detox that can last up to 21 days. The staff psychologist assesses him for mental illness. The results of that evaluation determine where he'll end up next, in a 12-step residential program or in a building next door for vets suffering from addiction and trauma.
We're called the last house on the block. So when guys get here, the average, I would say, is at least 15 years of active use. We've got guys that have been in and out of prisons, long-term homelessness. So here, the biggest obstacle to anyone is just believing that, you know, if I invest this time, is it going to do me any good?
One of the testaments to that sentiment is the life of Sharon Frochin, which took a sharp downturn after she left the Air Force.
In the Valley, I was running drugs for the Aryan Nation, and I came to the women's house, and the majority of the women in the women's house are African American, and I was the minority, which was a brand new thing to me. And the 11 months that I spent in the program gave me the opportunity to see how stupid that was.
Now Frochin is not only clean and sober, she is also one of New Directions' chief fundraisers. It takes millions of dollars a year to keep the organization going. And 3 years ago, New Directions received a grant from the federal government to launch an innovative program for veterans who are both traumatized and substance abusers. A new report from the Federal Government Accountability Office has some veterans' advocates worried. It found that only 1 in 5 troops returning from Iraq or Afghanistan who were considered at risk for post-traumatic stress disorder were actually referred for treatment by the Department of Defense. After they're discharged, some of these troops whose problems go untreated could end up on the streets. But there is good news, says Peter Dougherty, director of Homeless Veterans Programs with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Back when Vietnam was going on, we didn't have any community-based centers, vet centers, if you will, for veterans to come in and receive counseling from other war veterans.
In fact, at New Directions, residents refer to each other and their counselors as family. And the experiences shared within this family, on the benches in the hallway or around the bright red piano in the dining room, inspire veterans who had once given up on themselves to believe again. Fundraiser Sharon Froschen has not only reconciled with her family, but with herself.
You never understand what it's like to have something save your life until it's done it. And I have experienced that with New Directions, and my sense of loyalty to New Directions goes a long, long way.